broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for May 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. Our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Man, it's a full-time calling, I'll tell you that right now. Wow. Movie unplanned banned in Canada. Utah says they want to reform their tax system, but are they really listening to the movers and the shakers? Are they really willing to look at the supreme law of our land as guidance? I think not, but at least they're talking about something. America should be in a constitutional currency, but as we literally by force and war promote the petrodollar, more and more and more countries are moving to, quote, de-dollarize. Brian Rust with us, RustQuinnGift.com, breaking it all down. We need an honest money report, ladies and gentlemen. Gold and silver, or the reality check, if you will. That was last hour. Russia is dumping U.S. dollars, and they say to hoard gold. Wow, so if you have plenty of U.S. dollars, you're not hoarding. But if you have gold, you're hoarding. See how they manipulate reality, folks? They're dishonest as all get out. The sooner we move to honest money and constitutional appropriate proper role of funding for government, the better off we are. All right, one of the things we do on your radio is we highlight and bring to you news the networks refuse to use. And so oftentimes with a news story, it's so hot in the news, you hear about it every day, and then all of a sudden, poof, it's just gone, and you don't hear anything about it at all, right? Well, for a while there, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months, a year ago, I can't remember exactly, Kurt, but we heard Sean Spicer was in the news every single day. Well, now you don't hear a single thing about Sean. You wonder why until you read the headline, Kurt.
Sean Spicer. Yeah, let's see. Let me find that one there. There he is. Says from Breitbart. Sean Spicer, why? Now, I wanted you to maybe kind of analyze this, but I guess that's a Chinese company, Huawei, comma, the threat that is hiding in plain sight. Are you familiar with this company, Sam?
As far as I understand, they're a tech firm, Kurt.
Yeah, and as far as I know, they have a lot to do with the 5G thing. You know, that kind of thing. And apparently they've been, I guess you could say, banned or whatever from doing business here. You know, the Breitbart piece tells a little bit more. It says there was an executive order by the president effectively barring this company, Huawei.
Yeah, so let me get a little history on this thing. Are you ready?
All right, sure.
During the 1980s, the Chinese government tried to modernize the country's underdeveloped telecommunications infrastructure. And a core communications of the telephone, or the communications network back then was a telephone, exchange switches, etc. And in the late 1980s, several Chinese groups endeavored to acquire and develop the technology through joint ventures through, quote, foreign companies. So anyway, the People's Liberation Army Engineering Corp., okay, I guess created this company back in 1987, Kurt. And their goal was to, quote, reverse engineer foreign technologies with local researchers. And at the time, all the kind of communications equipment was imported from abroad into China. But their goal was to build, quote, domestic Chinese telecommunication companies that could communicate, that could compete with and ultimately replace foreign competitors. Something America ought to be doing, but we don't. Anyway, during its first several years, the company's business model consisted of mainly reselling imported stuff from Hong Kong. But meanwhile, they reverse engineered everything, Kurt. And they invested into heavy R&D with a goal to manufacture their own technologies. By 1990... the company began its own commercialization of its own PBX switches, targeting hotels, small enterprises, etc. Anyway, then they launched a big telephone switch. It was the most powerful switch in China at the time. Anyway, this company just continued to grow, continued to get involved. They gained a key contract to build the most, the prime telecommunications network for the People's Liberation Army. Anyway, it just continued to grow. And now they're one of the biggest telecommunications groups, and they've embraced greater and greater and greater technology. They're all over the world now, Kurt. And their recent performance, for example, at the end of 2018, they sold 200 million smartphones. And they say that strong demand for premium smartphones is what's needed. And so they reached over $52 billion in sales in 2018. And they announced, quote, worldwide revenues of $100.51 billion. In other words, they're massive. And there's a lot of political controversy around this organization because the question is they're at the center of these, quote, United States espionage allegations over Chinese 5G distributed hardware and networking capabilities. And so the idea is they want to pass a bill and stop anybody from doing business with this Chinese behemoth funded by the Liberation Army because they say, hey, it'll be a big problem. In other words, the U.S. arrested the daughter of this chief executive. She faces extradition into the United States from Canada on charges of violating sanctions against Iran. In other words, are these people really telecommunications people, or are they a branch of the Liberation Army to control communications? And here's the problem, Kurt. They say this lady's charged with conspiracy to defraud multiple international institutions, according to the prosecutor. But here's the problem that I have with it all, Kurt. We want a U.S. business restriction on these people. Donald Trump issued the executive order on securing the information and communications technology and services, quote, supply chain, which gives the government power to restrict any transactions with foreign adversaries that involve information and communications technologies. They say the problem is here is national security. But the problem that I have with all this, Kurt, is we do the same thing. Now, I'm not defending China or defending this company, but I'm telling you that what the government wants to do is shut down China. So on one hand, they're our most favored nation trading partner for most goods and services. But when it comes to 5G and cell phones and some of this electronic 5G and communications capabilities, we're saying they're enemy numero uno. And if we're enemy number one on this because we can't trust them, how does all that work, Kurt, when they're our most favored nation trading partner? And how does all that work when we do the same thing they do? I mean, who spied on us? Meaning the internal American people for the last 20 years. Isn't it basically George Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Hussein? And now we're going to say, man, China's a bad guy. They're spying. Russia, they're the bad guys. They're messing with our Facebook. What?
Yeah, I guess according to the Breitbart piece, Europe's biggest phone company found some hidden backdoors in the Huawei equipment that would give the Chinese company. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have backdoors? We have forced backdoors into all of our software too. If you don't believe me, go ask Google and Microsoft and everybody else. There's been big executives that have tried to fight against that, even in America. So Sean Spicer's exactly basically right. Saying this company is the threat that's hiding in plain sight. He's right, Kurt. No wonder you don't hear about Sean anymore, huh?
They say this would give the Chinese company unauthorized access to phone and internet user data. And
stop.
Like you said,
what do you mean unauthorized? Would it have to be government, United States government authorized? Is it like you got to put the George Bush authorization stamp on there or what, Kurt?
Yeah, exactly. So but apparently, the bottom line is, the president's put an executive order on hold on these guys. But like you said, we got a whole lot of spying going on from all these different devices, I believe, whether it's that company from China or so many others, right, Sam?
Well, yeah, and what I don't understand is all we're doing here is pulling the lever of government in the you know, idea that we're going to penalize some and reward others. And what criteria? Who's deciding this? How is it all going down? And the answer is, I don't know the answer, Kurt. It's just the latest swamp monsters in charge deciding whatever the latest is. Look, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama spent all their time selling our highest military trade secrets to China for money, didn't they, Kurt?
That's the way I remember it, Sam.
Okay, so now Donald's going to go, hey, we don't want you selling Johnny a cell phone because you might, like, spy on Johnny. I'm the only one that can spy on Johnny. See, I don't even get it. I don't even understand, Kurt. I don't even know who the friend or the foe is in this game. Except that they all want to spy on Johnny. I'll tell you that right now. Is it a battle of who gets to spy and who doesn't? Or is it really a battle of we shouldn't have any spying going on? Or is it really a battle of privacy? What are the discussion points, Kurt? Who's in charge? And so when he says, Sean Spicer says, hey, this company, however you say the thing, hey, Yui, or hey, Yowai, or hey, Pei, hey, Wei, I'm going to say, it's like Pei Wei, it's like one of my favorite Chinese restaurants, it's Hei Wei in this case. Okay, these guys, are they really the bad guy, Kurt? Are they worse than anybody else trying to spy on you? And anyway, what gives and what does Sean propose to do for solutions? I want to hear his solutions. Sam and Kurt have solutions, too. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Hey, Kurt, who scares you more? Huawei, that's this Chinese phone company, or Google and the Android phones? Who are you more worried about spying on you, Huawei or Google there, buddy?
Man, that's a tough call, Sam. You know, I mean, it's kind of a... There's a lot to be concerned about, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a headline in PC World that says how Google's Huawei license could change smartphones forever. What do you think of that, Kurt? So you got Google and this Huawei license going on. They say the battle has only just begun, Kurt. Do you know about this?
Well, it seems like we're connected to so many of these, especially communist countries, you know, especially China, simply because, hey, we're against slavery here in America, but we can certainly buy it from places where they do a lot of slavery, and that's what China does, right?
So here's what happens. These Huawei people make phones, and they use the Android licensing, so software from Google on the Android phones. And they're going to chop them off from using this license per the government's mandate. And so these Huawei people aren't going to have the Play Store and Google's popular apps and services, Kurt. All right? They say you can't have, you know, these hardware devices made by firms that pose a national security risk. Now, you can't have this cell phone maker buy parts and components from U.S. companies without a government approval, Kurt. So Google and this Huawei have supposedly been separated. But here's the question, Kurt. Where is your Google smartphone made, Kurt?
I don't have one, but if I did, I'm pretty sure it would say China.
Okay, good. So where is your phone then? You have a different one. You have a total competitor that's not in this.
iPhone. Yeah. Well, you have the same as me.
Yes, I do. And we're not in that mix. China. We're like separate. We're like the freedom guys where no one's spying on anybody.
I think
they're
made in China.
Yes, sir. They are.
Yeah.
If Google pulls Huawei's Android license, that will obviously have a current control. In other words, here's the problem. The operating system is open license. In other words, anybody can use it. The problem is they can shut down the access to the Google Play Store and its application suite, Gmail and Maps, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to know what Huawei is going to do, Kurt?
Sure.
They're just going to build their own software then.
That's kind of what they usually do, isn't
yes,
it?
Sir.
How they make deals with American companies. They say, hey, you can come on in, but you got to provide us all the, you know, drawings and et cetera, all the, what do they call it, intelligence or, you know, your software and stuff for us to do business with you, right?
Now, Kurt, did you know this company is the second largest phone maker in the world after Samsung? And they would have eclipsed Samsung this year if the United States didn't do this?
Well, where's Samsung from, Sam? Is that China. Like South Korea? Or is that China?
Well, okay. It's a South Korean company. I think you're right, but I think they make their stuff in China.
All right.
So you're going to have a first true competitor, quote, iOS and Android, that'll put a serious dent in Google's dominance. So let me get this right. Let me kind of understand this. I can choose between Apple, Google, and Liberation Army phones.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, am I cool with that? I'm sure glad I'm on Apple where everybody's like free and safe.
Yeah,
but is that true?
That's right. I don't think so, you know.
No, it's not true. It's a lie.
We've fallen for this whole, you know, low prices and all that kind of stuff, and we've made deals with not really the devil, but these slave places for years, haven't we, Sam?
So Apple's in a big old fight over the iPhone with the U.S. government, right, Kurt?
I can't keep
track. You ready what Forbes says, Kurt?
What fight? Sure.
The feds can now unlock every iPhone model. What do you think of that? That's Forbes.
Yeah, wow.
Secret program, listen carefully, gives the NSA and the FBI a backdoor access to Apple, Google. Anyway, it goes on. But so, let me get this right. The Chinese can't have a backdoor, but I mean, the FBI and the U.S. government, they certainly need to. I mean, is that what we're talking about? I think Sean Spicer is spot on this. No wonder you don't hear about Sean anymore. But I agree this is a serious threat. But the question becomes, who is the threat from? right? I mean, who's the big concern? China? Donald? Barack? But Forbes says, hey, you know what? The government could probably unlock all the phones already. And not only that, even if they didn't get the back door like we're talking about, if it's true they are fighting the back door like they're saying, I believe they're lying and they've already got a back door. But nevertheless, how often does Apple and Google and these people turn over information when the FBI just says, give it to us? Do you know, Kurt?
Pretty often, I think.
All the time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they got a back door, if they just use brute force through the, quote, front door. Apple, you're going to give us this information. Okay. Or the back door, we're going to do it by secret. What difference does it make, Kurt?
Good point.
So the real battle is the U.S. government should have access to everybody's stuff, but the Chinese government should not.
Yeah.
By the way, they're our most favored nation trading status partner. And never mind the fact that we've been given top secrets militarily and technologically for literally decades, Kurt. This whole company came out of the People's Liberation Army to reverse engineer everything we've sent them for big money. We got big old money, you know, sending over, and all they've done is reverse engineer everything. And no wonder they're keeping up with the technological advances, huh, Kurt? And then people, when I bring this up, they're like, Sam, you don't understand technology, buddy. Don't you understand that China's like our favorite partner?
Yeah, we're
bros. Wait a minute. They're our favorite partner, but the largest cell phone maker in the world is backed by the People's Liberation Army? Then we're going to go, hey, we can't handle the Chinese, man. They're spying on people, man.
Some modern-day slavery.
They're like using face recognition and stuff, Kurt.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Apple, on their latest version, they got rid of the fingerprint and went to face recognition technology, didn't they? Well, they did it separate from the Chinese, didn't they, Kurt?
Yeah.
Of course, you can trust Apple and the new gay leader of Apple, what, Tim, whatever the guy's name is, and don't worry, these guys are fine, and they're battling with the government to stop the spying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not buying the whole scenario, Kurt, at all. Anyway, sorry to digress on this and go off. You asked me a question, and I spent like, 20 minutes, nailing this thing for you. But all I'm telling you is Sean Spicer's spot on. This is hidden in plain sight. But I don't believe he's got the problem handled. He brings up this one company, and I agree it's a problem, and their history is certainly disturbing. But we've literally funded them and built them, Kurt, and I'm not so sure that our organizations are any better. The feds can now unlock every iPhone model. Forbes magazine. Who comes up with this? Don't worry, though. Freedom Watch is on the beat, Kurt. Did you see what Larry Klayman just put out?
I didn't.
All right. Well, you know,
I know he's active.
You know how we've been telling you there's been like UFOs and stuff like that, and it's real, and the government's just told you that anytime somebody brings up a UFO, they're a whacked out conspiracy kook, and there's no such thing, and you're just goofy and all that, right?
Yep.
Well, now it turns out the government had a secret program about UFOs all along. They believe in them, and they've been investigating them for literally decades, and they wanted to withhold this stuff from the American people. Well, Larry Klayman and crew are sick of it. So Klayman says Freedom Watch is now investigating government UFO cover-up, and they're getting ready to file a lawsuit over it, Kurt.
Wow.
What do you think of that for conspiracy theories talking about UFOs? You used to be a nut. Now we find out, hey, the government's been keeping it secret and covering it up, and they called you a nut while they lied and knew better. And now they're putting behind the scenes, government is putting in place proper ways to report UFOs because they are legitimate. And Larry Klayman's going to sue to try to get more details and information about the cover-up program that's been going on for the last 25 years while they've called you a conspiracy anti-government nut. Think of that. Don't worry, though, ladies and gentlemen. Your iPhone's not safe. Don't worry, the United States government, they got an executive order to crack down on them communist Chinese and make sure they don't spy on you and me. Oh, wait a minute, aren't we importing face recognition surveillance technology built by the Chinese right now to do the very thing we're complaining they're doing? Just wondering. Liberty Roundtable.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A deadly tornado outbreak late yesterday continued overnight in Golden City, Missouri. Three people were killed. In Jefferson City, Missouri, they're still assessing the damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that we're trying to assess how much damage there is to the building.
That's Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams. At least 80 tornadoes have broken out since Monday, and more bad weather is expected today, perhaps stretching as far east as the mid-Atlantic. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, will be released from an Indiana prison today after doing 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He was captured in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Whether you're dreaming of a new patio or need to replace the deck, don't delay booking a pro for your projects. Their schedules tend to fill up quickly in the summer. And before you sign that contract, though, be sure to take time to research who you're hiring. Read reviews online, ask for references, and always get at least three bids. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace, the best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale, happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Reward members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
President Trump slamming Dems after walking out of a meeting yesterday concerning infrastructure. Trump tweeting that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer will never be able to see or understand the great promise of the country. Trump reportedly angry about the remark Pelosi made earlier yesterday, alleging that Trump was engaged in a cover-up. Attorney Michael Avenatti has been charged by federal prosecutors now with defrauding adult film star Stormy Daniels, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
He faces one count of wire fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft, and up to 22 years in prison if convicted of those charges. Daniels is not named in the indictment, but a federal law enforcement official said that she is the client prosecutors claimed that Avenatti defrauded.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali is due in a court today to face a criminal charge of indecent assault. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kurt just sent me about seven more stories. I'm trying to assimilate them all right this very second. I plan to go to a Chinese media story, but Kurt wants to talk about the Mexicans first. Kurt?
Let's see. I was all ready for the Chinese one.
I know, but you sent me a bunch
Mexican
more, right?
Story. Yeah, that's right. I was just trying to get them off my phone, you know.
Yeah, that helped me. Right when I'm trying to write the show notes, I get all these stories. Kurt's got them off his phone, though. Don't worry. The Chinese got them, and Sam's got them. Kurt doesn't have
them
anymore.
Good
all right,
point.
But you're talking about Mexicans and phones, Kurt. It's the only Mexican
all
phone
right.
story you sent me out of
oh,
the
yeah,
phone
yeah.
You just sent me.
This is kind of cool to see, Sam.
Yeah, I can't even
so
get to the Chinese story till I deal with these, right?
Well, see, what you do, because there's a lot of armed robberies now in Mexico City and, you know, south of the border. And so you don't get it where they, when they steal your stuff, that you don't have your phone stolen. You buy what they call fake phones, you know, just to be able to hand those over in the mugging. So you got a whole new kind of an industry going on, Sam. The headline reads, Mexicans buy fake phones to hand over in muggings as armed robberies soar. Subheadline by Chiara Giordano. It comes after an average of 70 reported violent muggings every day in Mexico City in the first 4 months of 2019.
So, you know
just remember that.
The Huawei company can just make fake phones for the Mexicans and just leave the U.S. out of it.
Well, yeah, or make them for everybody, because, I mean, like Seth Rich, he should have had one. Well, no, they didn't take his phone, did they?
No, they didn't need his phone, sir. It was just a robbery. They didn't need his phone. They didn't need his money. They didn't need any of that stuff.
You know, yeah, that's right.
Red flag, you're a conspiracy kook. You must believe in, like, UFOs or something, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, and they're getting right to the bottom of that Seth Rich murder thing. I mean, it's right on top of their list to get to.
Yeah, some Mexicans buy fake phones to hand over in muggings during robbed armory. Armed robbery. Sorry, folks. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out the yuan words and the high pay words. And the. And then Kurt wants to talk about the Chinese state media, too.
Well, they're saying basically that they've really got a problem with what we're doing because the headline from Breitbart says Chinese state media, Trump China policy most barbarian ever. And I was kind of wanting to ask a simple question. Look, if you guys have been tariffing our things, or in other words, controlling our trade to you, in the same way we're now starting to do that to you, and you call that most barbarian, it's what we're doing, wouldn't that be the pot calling the kettle black, Sam?
Well, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Not really. This is the Chinese state media. The U.S. is too busy telling you what? Donald's in collusion with the Russians. See why the Chinese are mad?
Yeah, good point. I understand now.
They're like, you're working with the Russians and not with us. That's not fair.
Thanks for the explanation. I got that.
Now, see, Hillary was the Chinese person. Now, China was supposed to be in control with Hillary. And the problem is then Donald got with Russia. And now Russia's in control. And so that's the real play. Wait a minute. Hillary's with the Russians, too. Didn't she do the uranium deal with the Russians? Okay, I don't know who's who anymore. But I know this. You can trust the Chinese state media, Kurt. Can you trust them more than our media? Who do you trust more, the Chinese media, the Russian media, or the U.S. media, Kurt?
I know we've been in the offices of the RTV in Russia.
Yeah, they had actually pretty good reporting in their defense, Kurt.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, if we trust the Chinese media, the Russian media, the U.S. media, isn't that like a race to the bottom, Kurt?
That is a tough race. I mean, you know, Sam was kind of rough when they're doing that.
All right. Well, a U.S. doctor works for Planned Parenthood, I guess, Kurt. This is a very weird headline.
Yeah.
It says Planned
Parenthood. U.S. doctor.
Okay. When I am a doctor, my job is to take care of women. Now, I don't know what Planned Parenthood's when I'm a doctor means, but there you go.
Well, this is the head lady at Planned Parenthood, and you know, her name is Wen, W-E-N, you know, it makes you think of Wen, that's her last name. She's an Asian
American. What's her first name?
I guess.
Wait a minute, does she work for Leanna? The Chinese, Kurt?
Maybe.
How do you spell Leanna?
L-E-A-N-A.
One N?
Yeah, just one N.
Okay, the reason that I add Leanna to this is because when you just see Wen like that, it's like confusing if that's her name or whatever.
That's
if you
right.
put Leanna, then it's pretty obvious. L-E-A-N-A, Wen, then you kind of get that that's her name, right? And by the way, if they put Planned Parenthood's doctor, D-R, period, Leanna Wen, then the headline makes sense. Without it, it's very confusing, Kurt.
Yeah, she's the new president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. And she was speaking at a protest at the United States Supreme Court about how the nation's largest abortion provider is about taking care of women. And abortion bans endanger women's health, even as millions of female babies that would turn into women, right, have been aborted since the High Court legalized the procedure in 1973. So I just don't get it. They do say, Sam, that according to Planned Parenthood's 2017-2018 annual report, the clinics performed 332,757 abortions, of which at least 50% or more were female unborn babies. That would be very young women, you know, women that would be, you know, turn into women at least.
So tell me what you don't understand, Kurt. I might be able to help.
I just don't understand when she says, hey, we're all about protecting women, and yet they kill all these young women as well as young boys.
Well,
you know,
I don't really understand what you don't get, Kurt.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. What I'm saying is that, hey, these people believe in pro-death. And they believe the more murder they commit, the better off people are, Kurt. Look, all the women that are living can be free sexually. They can avoid all the consequences of their actions. They can turn their back on God. They can murder their young. And then they can just live whatever life they want to, just irrespective of consequences and or God. That's what they want. And that's what they believe freedom is. So they're going to celebrate this. And they believe the protection of women is to let them literally destroy their own society. They believe
that's success. She called the abortion ban unprecedented, unethical, and a dangerous attack on women's health and rights. She says judges endanger our health and strip us of our bodily autonomy.
Huh. That's right. See?
She also called restricting
abortion
legislation.
Pro-death, Kurt. I'm sorry, abortion is pro-life, life-saving, says the New York Times. And you know what? Your pro-life stuff is just pro-death. See?
It's messed
You don't even
up,
know what weighs up, buddy. But they don't care. As long as they turn their back on God and destroy Christianity and destroy true liberty for women and true honor for women, they don't care. That's their goal. That's their belief system. It's kind of like this guy literally prayed and thanked Satan for his success.
Yeah.
That we talked about, this whacked out guy at the Golden Globes.
Christian Bale.
Now, okay, when this guy does this, are you wondering why we're just upside down? Pro-death is Satan's love. It's his agenda. They love that, yeah. Kurt. That to them is their God, their freedom, their salvation. And so you and I just completely think different than these people. We have different goals and agendas. Our goal, pro-life. Their goal, pro-death. Our goal, respect for God's law. Their goal, turn their back on God, reject his law. Our goal, to take care of women and protect women and men and children. Their goal, destroy the unnecessary eaters on the planet. Their goal, sexual freedom, which means anything goes anytime, anywhere, and pretend there's no consequence lie. You and our goal would be to say, hey, God puts laws around that to protect us, to keep us safe. We just have completely different belief systems. And that's how, when they say the things they say to you and I, it doesn't even make any sense. But when you think about it from their perspective, then it makes more sense. She says, my job is to take care of women. That means my job is to murder their babies. That's what they want. That's what I'm here to give them. And taxpayers are all too delighted to pay it for it, Kurt. We haven't proven we're not willing to pay for it. We've proven that we are, and we will.
Really happy about it.
Yeah. Well, you're not happy about it, but you haven't stopped it. And I don't mean you personally. I mean all of us. We the people, right? I haven't either. I'm not attacking Kurt. I agree with his point. We're doing the best we can. But there's not enough of us. Our clout and our push isn't big enough or strong enough. And when it is, it'll stop, Kurt.
Yeah.
Imagine if 100 million Americans stood up and said, you know what? You pay for abortions one more day, and we will literally remove every single one of you 535 Congress critters in the swamp, and we'll remove the president and vice president as well next election cycles. You're all gone. And if they knew we were serious enough, I'm telling you, they'd fly right, Kurt.
Yep.
But not enough of us are really taking this seriously. Although Miss Wynn is. Okay, she's serious. Leanna Wynn, she's murdering babies left and right. And she believes it's her duty, her job, to take care of women.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a study about tariffs. Kurt's got the tales, Kurt.
Well, that's right. This is the Breitbart piece, and the headline reads, Tariff on all Chinese imports would create 720,000 American jobs. This is according to this study from Ferry and Byers. It's Jeff Ferry and Stephen Byers. They're from the Coalition for a Prosperous America. They call it CPA, and those are the researchers. They came up with this number, and they say a 25% tariff on all imported goods from China would create more than 720,000 American jobs by 2024. They reveal that an across-the-board tariff would deliver a significant, sustained boost to the U.S. economy. They say our model demonstrates that across-the-board U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports stimulate the U.S. economy, increase U.S. production and jobs, and lead to a reduction in U.S. import costs over time. This result is consistent with U.S. experience in 2018 and early 2019 when tariffs on steel, aluminum, and other industries led to job creation in those sectors. The modeling results provide additional evidence, they say, that decoupling the U.S. economy from China and its predatory trade and subsidy practices will make the U.S. economy stronger with more production, investment, and jobs. There you go, Sam.
So do you believe it, Kurt?
I do. I do think as been mentioned, that there would be some difficulty getting there. But I think there was difficulty getting where we are as we basically did what Ross Perot said. We shipped our manufacturing basically entities overseas, either China, Mexico, or somewhere else where they have slave labor.
And you know what's so sad, Kurt? The sucking sound, as Ross Perot predicted, is so loud people can't even hear the solutions to back.
Mm-hmm.
The solutions to recovery or the solutions back. I believe this, Kurt, but I also believe we need to be very careful when we talk about this, that we reduce taxes on the American people, though. Okay, so there is a study, tariff on all Chinese imports would create 720,000 American jobs. I'm going to produce more if you did it right. But nevertheless, though, you've got to reduce taxes on the people, though. We can't handle the 50%+ of the money that we pay in taxes now and then a big tariff on top of it all. You have got to deregulate. You have got to reduce taxes on the other fronts, property taxes, sales taxes, income taxes, I mean, taxes on everything. You've got to reduce taxes elsewhere for the American people to absorb the difference. Otherwise, it's going to be very tough, and it might make the economy sputter in the process because you're not really engaging in the whole solution. Now, I support what's being done, but I'm telling you, you got to do the rest of it, though. You can't just do part of it, right? Anyway, great study, great information, and I think the American people need to know about it. And anyway, there you go. They also talk about there's majority in Republican circles support for this thing, like 90% plus, right, Kurt?
That's what they say, Sam.
And that's interesting. It's like at the bottom of the story, so no one sees it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting, too. So I support the efforts. I'm just saying we need to push harder. We need to get the whole picture in front of everybody. You got to reduce the taxes. If you're going to toss 25% on top of everybody, you're going to have to reduce some of these unconstitutional taxes elsewhere. All right, Kurt wants to talk about an RV camp sprang up outside of Google. Well, I thought those people were making a lot of money there, buddy.
Yeah, but apparently not quite enough, Sam. Yeah, that's what the headline reads. An RV camp sprang up outside Google's headquarters. Now Mountain View, I guess that's the town where the headquarters is, wants to ban it. They say, subheadline, with house prices out of reach, where will the van dwellers go? Alistair Barr is the author. I suppose, Sam, that Google's going to go ahead and print up some of those homes so that there'll be a bunch of those little printed homes there and people can live in there.
You know, I understand that people are trying to live in RVs. They're trying to kick the camp out, but what's going to happen to people, Kurt? Where are they going to go?
Well, it just illustrates. I mean, it's not like we've got slave wages here in America, you know, because wages are up and stuff like that. But certain places cost a lot of money to live, Sam. And that's why we recommend, the government getting out of ownership of land, only have the constitutional amount that they're supposed to have, and then there'd be a whole lot more ground available, and make it so that we don't all squish together in one little spot.
Well, I wonder if people just can't pay the property taxes, Kurt.
Well, that's another one.
It's one thing to buy a home, it's another thing to be able to afford the property taxes on that sucker. But what do you think of the RV living people are doing, Kurt?
Well, you know, part of me says that's kind of a cool way to do things. My wife's not too excited about it. The one
Kurt wants to go ahead and just dump the house and get a fifth wheel, don't you, Kurt?
Well, I mean, you could actually be a little bit mobile, and you might even be a little less, say, trackable? I don't know.
Less in debt, more portable, more, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty neat idea. You know, you could travel around the United States and work from different locations and do different cool things and stuff like that. Anyway, there's a whole group of people doing it. It's becoming more and more and more and more popular, partly out of necessity, partly out of people's desire to say, hey, I want to enjoy the country. I want to live different places. I want to be free. I want to travel. It's a little bit gypsy-esque. And I understand a woman's kind of natural instincts are to say, wait a minute, I got to have roots. I got to, you know, be somewhere stable. And they, you know, they like that. I also understand, though, that people are doing this out of necessity, Kurt. And you're either going to live multi-generations in a single home, or you're going to be able to get these small campers or tiny homes or whatever else to make it affordable for people. And if we throw a 25% tariff on top of things and don't decrease taxes somewhere else, you're just going to have more and more and more people forced into this reality, whether they like it or not. Anyway, kind of an interesting phenomenon. Any other comments on this piece, Kurt?
No, I don't think so.
All right. What do you got last for us?
Well, there are a number of items, it looks like Nevada has passed their national popular vote bill in a bid to upend the Electoral College. I guess it's Assembly Bill 186 that's headed to the Democratic governor, who's pretty much sure to sign it. Do you want to make any comments on this?
Well, just that, believe it or not, you know, you kind of laugh at this and you go, oh, feeble attempts to reject the Electoral College, they'll never go anywhere. Come on, the Electoral College has been part of the matrix for appropriate elections in America since its founding, since its inception. And, you know, that's been a couple of hundred years. It's not going away. But make no mistake, this is serious business, and they are really truly pushing to make it go away, especially ever since Donald won and ever since George Bush and the Hanging Chad reality won. They've been literally saying, hey, we have got to somehow manipulate this thing more towards a democracy to destroy some of the checks and balances that create stability in the nation. And they want to literally jettison the Electoral College. And Nevada's not the first state to do it. Believe it or not, there's many states doing it. And it reminds me of the Article 5 convention agenda. In other words, this idea for a con-con. It's like a con-con referendum, so to speak, via the people on the Electoral College. And what if enough states get a hold of it and get on it, and then it'll just be another reason to meet and circumvent the supreme law of the land, Kurt. And you can say this is going nowhere, but I'm telling you, it's gaining ground fast, Kurt. The proof is in the details of the story.
Well, that's right. They say it's the 15th state, if Nevada's governor signs the bill, by the way, plus the District of Columbia. They've all joined an interstate pact of states promising to switch to the new system. Those states, including Nevada, have a total of 195 electoral votes. The pact would take effect once enough states have joined to guarantee the national winner 270 electoral votes, ensuring election. Enforcement, they say, however, could be very difficult without congressional approval, according to constitutional law experts, and the pact would be highly vulnerable to legal challenges, they say. So, you know, I guess so far in 2019, Colorado, New Mexico, and Delaware have passed laws joining the pact. Maine and Oregon may take similar steps this year. You know, it's moving forward, right?
You know what's dangerous about this, Kurt, is it can move forward or stall, but it never really moves backwards.
That's right.
It's kind of like the con-con is, where, you know what, they just continue to rally support, continue to deceive the American people, continue to agitate and paint educational confusion on what it really is and what it really means. To me, it's a flat-out intentional decoupling of the checks and balances that made sure that America had a blend between the large states, the populist areas, and the small areas. You know, the big population centers and the tiny areas. There was an intention to make sure that there was a fair balance. And these checks and balances did that beautifully. But now what they're trying to do is say, let's move more towards a democracy and let's go ahead and deceive the people on this. And so they have this situation where more and more and more and more states are kind of opting in and passing local laws, and they're moving this thing systematically forward. And it may not be a betrayal today and a violation of the checks and balances today, but trust me, in a year or two or three or four or five or 10 or whatever, they're going to continue to move this ball forward, and they're going to eventually achieve success unless a few of us flat out stop it. But they've been gaining ground relentlessly, and I don't see it changing anytime soon, because there's no way for this thing to go backwards with its current setup and model, Kurt.
That's the way they want it, Sam. But here's a little piece of good news for you to end the hour. The headline reads, report, religious couples have happier marriages. Imagine that, Sam.
And they actually have children.
Yeah.
You would think, with all the murderous intent out there and all the other people not having any babies and us having babies, that at some point would have the majority and make a difference, but it doesn't seem to happen.
Great point, Sam. But one thing you can count on is the blessings of heaven when you follow his commandments. And
amen.
You know, imagine having a little more happiness because of that.
But you know what? It's cool. Interesting that a study came out with the truth, Kurt.
Yeah, well, it's not one that's going to be touted much, and that's why we
it is by
it up.
Us.
Yeah, because we're pro.
You're right, and I would add a witness to the study, Kurt, that I believe it does bring happiness.
Yeah,
it brings stability for women and children. It brings safety and stability for a husband. It's God's ordained way, Kurt. No wonder it brings happiness.
Wow, imagine that, Sam.
Right? Just as easy it is to understand when these guys pray to Satan and promote Satan, how they have a pro-death agenda. It's just as easy to understand how happiness and pro-life and everything else goes with God, Kurt.
Amazing.
The war in heaven continues, and you and I are in the middle of it. Will we stand up for God, family, and country? The answer is yes, we will. Does that sound Obama-esque? All right. But we are serious, ladies and gentlemen. We want to make a difference. Yeah, Obama's right once in a while when he says, yes, we will. His will and our will are different wills. I try to make our will God's will, personally. Will you help us do the same and stand up for the sacred cause of liberty? LibertyRoundtable.com, our website for our award-winning talk show, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, news the networks refuse to use, and LibertyNewsRadio.com for our around-the-clock syndicated talk show host lineup. Check it all out and donate today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.